Speaking of U.S. lawmakers, they now want to build a cybersecurity army. The House passed a bill to recruit more cyber warriors and to start a new agency to deal with the growing alarm over the United States' vulnerability online. But it sparked concern that this may infringe on people's privacy. Radio host Alex Jones joins us live from Texas. He's one of these people who's concerned this will do more harm than good. Mr. Jones, thanks for joining us. Why are you concerned about this?
Well, I'm concerned because almost a year ago, Obama's new head of cybersecurity resigned. This is in the Washington Post, saying the Pentagon is taking the internet over. So they're telling the public it's to stop Chinese and Russian cyber attacks that are basically non-existent. That's just the cover. It's a false flag. The real architecture of this is the NSA and the Air Force are building more than a dozen centers around the country, one just a few miles from me here in Austin and San Antonio, that are spying on the American people with Google, that are tracking everything we're doing. The United Nations, that's controlled by the big central banks that run our nation, have called for a net ID or internet ID more draconian than Chinese net censorship. Australia, Italy have passed draconian internet laws that are more oppressive than even China. So what's happening is, and Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations czar, has written two white papers saying this, the system is discredited. The mainstream TV in our country, the mainstream newspapers are literally going bankrupt because no one believes them anymore about greenhouse gas, climate gate hoaxes, swine flu hoaxes, banker bailout hoaxes, the government health care hoaxes. The people are awake, and so NORTHCOM and Homeland Security are mirroring what's happening in England, Australia, and Italy, and coming in with net surveillance and an attempt to set up Internet 2 to restrict free speech. Time magazine is calling for restricting free speech right now. So the unthinkable is happening. The so-called Western democracies are falling into Hitlerian or almost Leninesque censorship and tyranny. It's really happening, but the genie is out of the bottle. The train has already left the station. The people are aware of the New World Order's criminal activities, their hoaxes, and it's not going to work. So cybersecurity, according to the former head of it, who valiantly resigned, is a Orwellian police state takeover of the internet, because the people are communicating with each other and exposing the corruption and saying no to the fraud. Our corrupt government is illegitimate and is aware that a peaceful renaissance, a revolution of awakening and understanding, similar to what happened in the lead up to 1776, is taking place. The American people are kicking out the oligarchs that other nations have kicked out in Africa, Latin America, and in Russia. We are not the slaves of a bunch of offshore banks, so they want to shut the web down, but it's too late for them.
Okay, but Mr. Jones, with respect, I mean, cybersecurity is clearly an issue. Identity theft is on the rise. It's huge. I mean, look what happened in Brazil, where the whole electric grid was shut down via the internet. The United States would be irresponsible to not be looking more into fighting cybersecurity or protecting cybersecurity, right?
We have had stage terror attack after stage terror attack. There have been many fake cybersecurity crises created. And bottom line, we have the former head of cybersecurity last year saying it's a takeover of the internet. We have the White House saying they may shut down the internet during emergencies. This is a pretext. This has nothing to do with true cybersecurity. This is censorship. This is control in the White House's own internal documents. So they use the excuse of outside threats as a way to come in and try to shut down the internet that our country created. And so, no, I don't agree with these fake, made-up crises. It's a complete fraud. Cybersecurity legislation in the legislation is a takeover of the internet by Homeland Security and the Pentagon. That is the basic facts. As Benjamin Franklin said, those that give up liberty or security deserve and get neither. And so this is crisis creation over and over again to take control of our society.
Well, Mr. Jones, thanks so much.